picture in the book of Revelation in chapter 5, where John sets us in this magnificent stage of the heavens and the declaration, who can take the title deed of the world and all creation into his hand? And everyone is silent in all of heaven. And then you see a lamb, as is slain, walk up, snatch the title deed. Then everyone in heaven begins to sing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." What a great picture that is. If you turn your Bibles with me to Romans chapter 12, I don't know if you noticed, but there's been a little acrimony in the world and a little hostility. People seem to be a little bit upset. So, you know, you might as well deal with the elephant in the room. We live in a country that is actually born out of protest. We throw tea off a boat, and we march in the streets. And even when you consider the denominations that we oftentimes embrace, have the very name Protestant. So we get the word Protestant. We are protesters. And there are a few things that I believe, though, as followers of Christ, that we need to keep in mind in the midst of all this. And one of them is found here in Romans chapter 12. If you look with me in verse 14, it says this, which seems extremely unique and different from the way the world responds. "Bless those who persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation." Verse 17, never, you might want to underline the word never, because that just pretty well covers everything. "Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men." I don't think most people try to do that. "Never," there's that word never again, "take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals upon his head." You'll bring him to a point of repentance, is actually what that's talking about. The last phrase is very clear. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. So how do you overcome evil? Yeah. Once you start fighting their war and you begin to act the way they do, then you're on the losing side, because you're on the side of evil. But we don't fight that way. And this is why Paul deals with this in particular with the Corinthians. He says, our weapons are not like the weapons of the world. Unfortunately, I think a lot of times the world tries to fight the same way. And when they do that, once again, they find themselves on the wrong side. There's another passage, if you look with me, in 1 Corinthians in chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, that kind of reminds us that, you know, sometimes we clearly have a right to do something. You have the right to assemble, and you have the right to carry signs and stomp around, yell, be mad. It says this in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23, "All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify," won't build up. "Let no one seek his own good, but that of his neighbor." Of course, ultimately, he goes on and says in verse 31, "Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." The question you always have to ask yourself is that, will this bring glory to God? Now, you can't think in terms of, do I have a right to do something? As a believer, we gave that up. We present our bodies a living sacrifice to God, which is our reasonable service of worship. Now what we do is we follow Christ. And in so doing, the question we want to ask ourselves is, will I elevate his name? Will this bring glory to him? Unfortunately, many times we are claiming our rights instead of seeking that which is profitable. Very simple question that you can ask yourself in the midst of all of this is, will this actually help? And most of the time it won't. Most of the time it just stirs up more problems. See, our faith is in God. We actually believe God controls things. We actually believe that he can take care of things. So that doesn't mean that we don't stand up for what is right. But we stand up for what is right by doing the right thing. We don't stand up for what's right by yelling about it. And so it's a different way of looking at it, but clearly by virtue of following in the footsteps of Christ, one of the statements that Paul makes is, Christ went about doing good. Did people get angry at him? Yeah, people are going to get angry at you when you do the right thing, no doubt about it. But don't get into it with them, just keep doing good. Because the one thing that the evil wants to do is he wants to stop us from doing good. And if he can get us in the streets arguing, then we're not doing good. We're not helping anybody. There's nothing profitable in that. There's a last passage in Galatians in chapter 5. And if you look there with me, Paul puts this pretty succinctly as he talks about the fact that Christ came to set us free. And, of course, as Americans, we love that word freedom. It states this in chapter 5, verse 1. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. Well, what is he talking about? Well, what he's talking about is that in your freedom, you can actually go back to enslavement by using your freedom to do things that enslave you. A very interesting point. He states this in verse 13. For you were called to freedom, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Once again, I have the freedom to do certain things in this United States of America, but I don't want to use my freedom to, in some way, ingratiate myself. What I want to do is I want to use my freedom to help somebody. You and I have freedom to follow Christ. We have freedom to help. It goes on and says this, the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in one statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if you bite and devour one another, take care lest you be consumed by one another. It's easy to allow your freedom to actually consume you and destroy you. One of the things that Abraham Lincoln said was, this nation will not be destroyed from without. If it's destroyed, it'll be destroyed from within. And we can see how easily that could take place. Father, we give you thanks for your word and for keeping us focused on the things that we need to do. It's easy for us to think in terms of the world because we're surrounded by that kind of thinking. But you have given us the mind of Christ, and we see the power in following you. We give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen.